You're listening to Pod Loser. This week's episode, Alone Together.
Just as hard as I'd fall for you, boy. Well, you know you'd fall for me harder. That's why I don't wanna love you. Cause I know what you do to my heart. You'd scorch it just like a hot iron. Leave me burning alone in the dark. Cause I know you could make me suffer. I know you could drive me mad. I know you'd just take me in a circle. And when it got real, I know you'd disappear. That's why I ain't gonna love you.
Charlie Flynn, who I don't even know.
When I lie awake in my boudoir, I think of you, dear. Do you think of me, or do you lie, do you lie? When I
Cause you've been up in town. in my boudoir. I think of you, dear. Do y'all think of me?
Do you lie? Do you lie?
You see, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns, and those who dig.
I could find a way to turn the other cheek if I believed that second chances really do exist. But nothing I have seen here points to this, so I've got no answers. So here I stand alone, wishing wishes meant that you are my home. Dreaming is for dreamers, and I have seen none. Just silhouettes and shadows, nowhere to run, and still no answers. 'Cause no one's left alive, no really looking close. I'm 1,000 miles away. No one's listening to a heart so stripped and bound, so naked, broke and bruised. Gonna hide it all away from you. Darling, you see me standing, turning this wheel slowly. To turn the tide, just reach out for me. 'Cause you are not alone. Whoa, no, you are not alone. No, just come back, darling. See me standing, turning this wheel slowly. To turn the tide, just reach out for me. 'Cause you are not alone. Whoa, no, you are not alone. No, in this wasteland, 'cause no one's left alive. If you're really looking close, I'm 1,000 miles away. No one's listening to a heart so stripped and bound, so naked, broke and bruised, gonna hide it all away.
We accept the reality of the world with which we're presented. It's as simple as that.
Built to hold and fit liquor farther go around. haven't spoken to anyone else for thousands of years. So we started talking to ourselves.
Time in the trees, we broke that vice. beautiful metal jukebox, a sailboat explosion, a snap, an electric whip crack. She's not thinking about the future, she's not spinning her wheels. She doesn't think at all about the past. She's thinking long and hard about that wild sound and wondering where it lasts.
Finished school, I moved to this new town, and I didn't know anybody. And I was working a lot, and it didn't really matter. I knew I wasn't staying long. The point is I didn't have much of a social life. But there was this really great video store, like one of those dingy places that just piled up tapes because the guy who owned it really liked movies. You know, you'll read about them every few years, The New Yorker, right? Like 3,000 words lamenting the loss of whatever. So this is like one of those places, and they had this great deal where you would get five movies, five old releases, and you could keep them for 5 nights, and it was $5, which was perfect. So I'd pick up five tapes, $5, come back 5 days later, do it again. I pick movies really slow, like I'm just, that's just how they call it, there's a word, like paralysis of choice, I think is what they call it now, but if, you know, if there's a bunch of options, it takes me a while. In movies, I was always, to pick five movies was tough, so it would take like an hour every single time. But, you know, I didn't mind. I had nothing better to do. So I ended up spending a lot of time in the store, like, you know, every 5 days in there for an hour or so. And eventually, there was this other customer who looked familiar. Familiar in the sense that I knew him from the store. We happened to be in the store at the same time, and he must have been on the 5 day rotation as well. So we sort of like synced up, and after two or three times, you know, he just sort of recognized that he's there. Within a month, that's, you know, every 5 days, it's like six visits, 6 hours spent just sort of in this guy's vicinity. Well, that's you're nod at each other at that point. You do the nonverbal hello. That's just part of it. You're spending that much time with someone, and so that happened. You know, eye contact, nod. A couple times later, you get a little smile with the nod, and then one night, you know, just looking at movies, he asked me. He held up a copy of The French Connection. He said, "How is this?" And I had rented it like 5 days before. He must have seen the video. And he wanted money, you know, did I enjoy it? And I did. And I told him so. And then we would chat sometimes after that. Mostly, you know, movies. Did you see this? Did you see this? I loved that. Not that we were a film bus. It's not like we're out there talking about Godard movies. It's just like, you know, oh, the things blow up. Yeah, it was good. It's fun. And then, you know, there would be a baseline of chit-chat, like nothing real or personal, but like, you know, how's your week? Oh, you know, work sucks. And this went on for, it must have been 5 months. One night he wasn't there. Maybe he missed a day and brought his tapes back late the next day, and then just started a new 5-day cycle, and we just never linked up again. And then, like, you know, a few months later, I moved. I didn't even know the guy's name. You know, sometimes I think about that guy for like nearly 6 months. That was the most significant relationship in my life. Like, that was my, he was my number one. Yeah, and I wonder, you know, what is he up to these days? What's he doing? Probably doing the same thing I'm doing. Just scrolling through Netflix here. What am I gonna watch?
I'm looking down the hole, you're looking up at me. You're cold and tired, that is easy to see. Lower the rope to you, a bucket on the line. Your membrane will be soft and smooth, and your heart will be mine. It rubs the lotion on its skin, or as it gets the hose again. It rubs the lotion on its skin,
the lotion in the basket. Oh, put the lotion. romantic attachments ran to, shall we say, the exotic.
Crushed up like a coke can, carpet bomb of estrogen. You're gonna take that back. You're gonna take that back. Party's wearing red, you said. Naked, I look just like a Rembrandt. Protecting and attacking, you're still hanging on to that perverse sense of obligation. Wait, 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 listen. Make good fences if you pile them into it. Stack them high now, heel to head. They're keeping off the wind. She called me a feast when born. We kissed up in her bedroom then. She apologized for biting. Let her fuck me like you thought you did. I remember every minute. Wait, 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 listen. Protect the participants. Perverse sense of obligation.
Woke up lost. World I didn't know. I shook it off and I'm trying to make a go. Ever get the feeling that the story isn't done? And you know that you are not the only one. And I know you're out there somewhere, and I know that you are well, looking for an answer. But only time can tell. parallels. All things being equal, I'd rather not forget the things I've seen and the people that I've met. But something down inside me makes me think there's something more, and I don't have any proof, but I'm sure. And I know you're out there somewhere, and I know that you are well, looking for an answer, but only time can tell. Parallels. Lost in a world I can't escape. What I'll become, slowly taking shape. Start again is not the end, but altogether new. And I'm never giving up till I find you. And I know you're out there somewhere, and I know that you are well, looking for an answer, but only time can tell. Parallels. Parallels.
Now this is the thought that wakes me up in the middle of the night. That when I get older, these kids are going to take care of me.
I wouldn't count on it.
So long, how I had it all wrong. Never ever seen you with open eyes, with any light. Now that I see you, I can rein in my love. Thank you.
you go. Because no matter where you run, you just end up running into yourself.
I sit sucking on popsicles.
Kindness is a trick to turn you strange until you're twisted and you're shining. Anger makes you weak and turns you sick. It gets you in the 6 feet nice and quick.
No fair, they can talk to me. I can live alone, I can live alone. Happy, where I like to be. I can live alone, 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 alone. I fought for the right to be. I can live alone. Live alone.
Fairies get their fingers and they spin your wheel. And they make you look at sunshine that your skin will never feel. Baby, do you miss the days before? Hope knocked on your door. But you. I'm
to you, Lord Fell, and it made you feel unwell. Oh well. There's a thing about people, I suppose it's alright. It's when they smile right at the pain through all the day and night. The fool dies at the altar in a smile. I'm moving to America. You won't see me for a while. If I get the ferry over, will the fairies follow me? Will they throw me into the sea? We'll see. No fair, they can follow me. I can live alone, I can live alone. Where I like to be, I can live alone, 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 alone. I fought for the right to be, I can live alone, I can live alone. The devil takes your soul, he does not care. You're shot down like a dog or expired on the stairs. The boat is drifting in, the weight is cast. How can life go so slowly and death come so fast? Across the river Styx I row along, but I've got one more song.
And it felt really good to be needed and to be trusted and to be special.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them.
Vaya con Dios, man.
You've been listening to Pod Loser. This show is written and edited by Tyler Hellard. Find us online at www.tylerhellard.com. See you next time.